Since last year, same-sex marriage ruled legal in all 50 states, Caitlyn Jenner has sparked this much broader conversation about gender. I imagine it's no coincidence that this year's theme is Love Wins.
Yeah, there's no coincidence. We also posted on Facebook and had the community actually vote to see what the name should be for this year. Yes, it's about marriage equality, but the main thing about the Up Center and Pride is we're not trying to leave anybody out either. And it's all-inclusive, LGBTQA, I can go on with acronym, but to umbrella term it right now for queer and allies are all welcome. It's inviting to all, but we do want to celebrate when major events happen in this country or worldwide. And that's the purpose of the theme this year, just to recognize that major accomplishment. But we're going to keep moving forward. There's a lot of work to still do.
How have those events that we've talked about, how have those things changed the conversation, both around this year's festival and also just sort of in generally around Champaign-Urbana?
It's brought attention. I mean, specifically with Caitlyn Jenner, bringing her story to the public and for people to be able to see that has been very powerful. It's also encouraged other people that identify as trans or even gender variant to start telling their story in the public eye. And that's brought a lot of visibility, needed visibility, to help with rights that are still not very equal around the country. There's still a lot of states out there that don't have fair treatment. You can still get fired for being LGBT with no repercussions. So there's a lot of work to still go. And so it's been great. The buzz around this community has been very supportive. And
it's interesting. You mentioned the sort of the community and the response here. You have said, and others have said, a lot of others have said, that this community has been particularly supportive. Do you have any sense, what is it, do you think, that makes Champaign-Urbana unique in that way?
Well, to be honest, it's having the University of Illinois here has made a big influence. It brings in a lot of outside work and collaboration. Obviously, a lot of people from Chicago are coming here. We have a huge international community here as well. So it's brought up a lot of attention where you go a little bit outside of Champaign-Urbana area, and it can be a very different story for a lot of individuals that identify as LGBTQ, let alone other underrepresented groups.
This weekend, then, there's music planned, there's kids' events, there's the big parade, of course, the drag brunch. There are also educational sessions that are on the schedule.
It's a great way to help educate the community, too, because I think that's one of the best ways to understand people that are different than you is educate yourself. And we really encourage people that are not knowing what questions to ask or wanting more information. These are those places where you can go and seek out that information.
One thing I wanted to ask you about is Pride parades came from a tradition of radical marches, a push for change, a push for rights, a push for gay rights, evolved over the years much more into celebrations, but still kind of seen as ways to advocate for and provoke change. And I'm just curious, with so much that has already shifted, I mean, in terms of marriage and wider acceptance and some of the things that we talked about here, do you think the role of Pride Fest and of Pride parades is changing, will change going forward?
I like that it's more of a celebration now. I think it's a testament to some of the strides we have made. With that being said, I mean, this is only our second year doing a parade in this community. And to be honest, I don't know how the community would have handled it 5 years ago even. So we've made some big strides. These parades they're an event to show and create visibility towards marginalized groups, specifically LGBTQ. I hope they become more and more celebratory. Again, as I said before, we still have a lot of work to do, but hopefully we can keep celebrating new accomplishments this year, and next year's theme will be something new and grand of another accomplishment that's been made in the courts or in different states this year.